Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know the way sometimes, like, people who aren't from Dublin and then they move up to Dublin and, like, obviously Dublin has things like the Lewis that we have no concept of anywhere else. Did you think if you stepped on the tracks you'd get electrocuted?
No.
Okay, that was just me then. Well, sorry, I think there were definitely other cultures who
I thought maybe a Lewis would hit me.
Also very possible, yeah.
I'm filming at the minute for a show and yesterday, like, there was a person up from the country, like, very younger, like, maybe 18, 19, up from the country, and they were filming with her and they were like, okay, so just make it look like you just stepped off the Lewis. So she stepped onto the Lewis and the doors closed and drove away with her and they couldn't get through to her on the phone. And they were like, she has no concept of the Lewis or, like, what Dublin is. So someone had to absolutely leg it to the next stop and get her off at the next stop. It was so funny. You're listening you're listening to Van Dagens.
Welcome back, guys. Reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, it feels like it's been... This is why we can never take time off, because we just never want to come back.
No, I'm going to be honest. I think the COVID actually messed things up. Like, the COVID gave us an extra week and then...
And then I just totally forgot last week.
Then you decided you wanted to start, like, contributing to capitalism again, so... Yeah. It was a mess.
But, sorry, look at the name of this recording at the top.
Banad Wagons. Take a photo of that. That's good. I'll take a photo of that for social. What was I going
to
say?
It's
very early for Shane as well. Like, Banad Wagons. What was I going to say? Kian had a great time on the Patreon. Did you listen to it?
I did. I listened last night.
He was having
a much better person than me, so it kind of annoyed me because it just made more sense.
His advice.
He's just like, yeah. I was like, people are going to like this better than when I do it. Fuck's sake.
No, they're not. It's just a different thing. Like,
yeah.
No, he was so funny though. He was so hyper for going on.
He was so funny. So giddy.
And you can listen to that if you subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/bandwagons. Kian solves, because Bree's on holidays. Kian solves people's problems. A lot of people writing in asking, when do you know when you're exclusive? Someone was in a weird, like, situationship. That seemed pretty messy. And then someone else wanted to know whether to leave a shitty job or go back to a college course they didn't like. It was all very interesting. Yeah. So go over and listen to that. Today we are back with, like, a lifeline for millennials kind of episode.
We're calling this one The Lewis is Free. Can't believe it.
Yeah, because we are going to talk about that, but we're not going to get a full episode out of it. But there are a couple of other things that we're going to talk about that you lovely people sent in. So... What were you going to say there?
I was going to say, I don't think we'd get a full minute out of the Lewis being free.
No, we will. I think if we find, like, good memes, then we can share them on social as well. But, like, I think we need to start at the beginning. So, okay, basically, you're not going to have a fucking clue. If you're, like, not a very online person.
Was it Carl?
Probably, like, Yeah. So Carl Kinsler started it. He's a writer. He's an excellent writer.
And a very funny Twitterman.
Very funny person on Twitter, yeah. But basically, well, actually, I should say, for any of our international listeners, we need to explain what the Lewis is, first of all. It's our light rail system. Lewis is Irish for speed, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not very fast.
No.
Sure
no.
it isn't.
No.
Anyway, that's irrelevant. But anyway, it's our light rail system and you have to pay to use it. Well, initially you did. You don't now because it's free. And it's basically like it's in Dublin. It's not all over Ireland. It's just in Dublin.
It's not even in all of Dublin. It's like there's like four lines.
Oh yeah, it's in bits of Dublin. It's in like Dublin city centre. There's talk of it coming to Cork for a while and it being called Clueless, I think. That just means ear, doesn't
bullshit.
It? Or listen.
Why would they just call it Lewis down there?
The Lewis down there. They couldn't call it that either.
No.
Like.
Why don't they just call it Lewis? But like Lewis.
Lewis. Lewis kid. Sorry, I need to close the door. The cats after abandoning me here. No, I do think it was going to be called Clueless. Because Cork, like.
I don't think any of that was probably ever true.
Yeah, it was probably all a lot of fake news that I shouldn't have believed. But anyway, so the Lewis is our light rail system here. And Carl Kinsler basically tweeted being like, it's been a long-term goal of mine to... Sorry, I'm trying to re-angle my mic so that it doesn't press any keys. It's been a long-term goal of mine to start like a disinformation campaign against the Lewis, basically saying that the Lewis is free until the point where it gets to like that the Lewis basically has to make itself free because so many people believe it. And like as the way Twitter is, like people just obviously completely ran with it and then started like there was like a Dublin bus party account, which is again like the bus company that the bus system in the capital. And they tweeted being like, great to see our fellow transport modes, whatever, becoming free as well. I have a thing
as well.
Yeah,
because they're not free.
Yeah, the Dublin bus isn't free either. It wasn't the real account, but anyway. So this is from District Magazine did like a, they collated like some of the best memes. But yeah, basically they put out a timeline of that. So yeah, this Dublin Post Party account said, great to hear that our colleagues over at Lewis have scrapped tickets and are no longer charging for the service. Hopefully we can do the same soon too. So then the official Lewis Twitter account tweeted, a valid ticket is needed to travel on the Lewis. And then was signed off like Sally, obviously the poor fucking social media person who had to deal with this. And then Carl Kintz obviously quote tweeted that tweet then saying, I can't believe they're trying to introduce fares to the Lewis. It should remain free. Then the official Dublin Airport account,
yeah,
I thought this was funny, tweeted going, Lewis is the Irish word for free. But then did you see the quote tweet that someone quote tweeted of at Dublin Airport being like, don't be cheeky, we're coming for a check-in baggage next or something.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Is my camera, I feel like I'm after breathing on the lens
or
something.
Yeah, or something, yeah.
Oh, sorry, there's something, anyone who's a doctor or like a frontline worker, can talk to me here for a second. I can't stop spitting the last, badly. The last, well, I think it's gotten particularly worse the last 2 days.
Is your tongue enlarged?
Am I talking large? That's not an expression.
Is your tongue enlarged?
Oh, is my tongue enlarged?
Are you spitting bars? Are you talking large?
Are you spitting bars? Are you talking large?
Oh my God.
Is your tongue enlarged? I don't know. How would I know that? Again,
does it feel
for my
really
workers.
Big in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Does it feel really big in your mouth? Sorry. You can't say things like that to me, Breed. It feels normal size. It feels normal size.
It's
anyway,
half
okay.
Seven.
Okay, so then let's go back to then there was another really funny one and it was like me on the free Lewis and it was that clip of, you know, that clip of Emma Roberts going around and she's like putting her hair behind her ear and she's like, ha ha ha, like laughing really weirdly. Like it was just, but then like if you were to go on and look at, let me bring up Twitter and if you even go to the official Lewis account, like your one Sally is getting absolutely rallied out of it. Like it's just, hang on, Lewis, like
they
she's still trying to
full on meetings and stuff in there right now.
But then I'm also like, a bigger fool them for replying initially. You know what I mean? Like it's just,
well, no, like
what
it
are
is,
you actually doing?
Like they, you do, like it is all a bit of a joke, and like people are going to think that the Lewis is free now, and that's going to start a whole other issue. So Sally needed to let people know, because honestly, I thought it was true until I saw Sally's response.
Like, so we had someone tweet, "Hey, is the Lewis free?" And then they were right. Hi, JR. No, Lewis is not a free service. You must purchase a valid ticket to travel. And then someone else tweeted going, hey, where do I go to register for the free annual pass? And then they were like on about the fucking annual tax saver cards. Not the same thing. And like they're frantically trying to reply to people who are being like, who are tagging them being like, it's free, haha. Like they tweeted, hi Thomas, if you fail to present a valid ticket to an inspector, you'll be issued with a standard fare notice. Like imagine like trying to deal with that. And then there were people doctoring like movie posters. So you'd like free Lewis instead of free Willy.
You are now entering free Lewis.
In Ireland, we don't say free, we say Lewis. And I think that's beautiful. And then they have like the Joey Friends meme being like, and sure you have the free Lewis up there. Like that's pure, like, I'd say we still, like there are still,
they're going to have to put up signs. Before,
yeah, no, but even before this campaign, I would say like, I'd say the Colchis were trying to get on the Lewis free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone tries to get on it for free. It's just a matter, it's time we rebelled.
RIP Princess Diana, you would have loved the free Lewis. The men of 1916 died, so Ireland could be free, like the Lewis. Guys, the Lewis is free, Google told me. So this was the funny one, because they basically edited the Google answer. Saying, yes, the Lewis is free. Sally's gone off the rails. Don't ask questions, just trust us. Oh, God, poor Sally. We get Sally on the podcast.
Oh, my God, I'd love that. She'd probably have to.
Tell her side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely, I just thought of this when we titled this episode, The Lewis is Free. We're going to get a fucking cease and desist or something, are we?
No. No, that's fine. I've dealt with the Lewis people before and they are fine.
The Lewis is free. We'll just be like, no, sorry, you're looking for bandwagons. We're bandwagons.
Yeah. That's
anyway, there we go. We got 10 minutes of
lawsuits. Okay, I have a big long list of responses from people here about things we could have talked about today other than the Lewis being free. But like,
keep it anonymous just in case. I don't want to upset.
Go out in force and tweet about the Lewis being free. Tell your friends the Lewis is free. Let's get this going. So
the Lewis
is
free.
Will I just go through them and you can stop me on something you think is saucy, maybe? Or do you want to have?
No, I would say. No, you have enough brain in your head. Like you know what we can talk about or not. Like so, just
what are you?
I'm not
being
rude. Like you pick. You know, like, you pick something.
Oh, stop. There's so much pressure. I'll be honest, they're all a bit shite.
Right, okay. That's so rude. Okay, but then I'll pick something. I can pick something. Okay. Well, we can. Did you watch any of the... Hang on. What was I going to say? Did you watch any of the Olympics? Because that came up a lot. And we probably should talk about it in some way.
I drove past Kelly Harrington's house yesterday. And the day before.
Oh, I'd say that was a buzz. Was everyone out?
The day before. No, so the first day I drove past and I was like, wow, this street has so many Irish flags on it. And then I was like, that's so strange. Because it's just out of nowhere. You turn a corner onto Portland Row and like the whole street just has like Irish like bunting. And I was like, this is lovely. And then yesterday, obviously, she'd won. So I was like, I got into the car and I was like, oh, all came together. And I was like, that's fully Kelly Harrington's house. And I drove past and it was probably like a little bit later. They were all probably gone to bed or after the win or something or having a moment. Like it had probably calmed down since everyone was outside. But there was one TV camera and a load of lights set up and then just fucking flags everywhere. I wanted to beep my horn driving past because yup, Kelly Harrington. But
yup, Kelly Harrington indeed.
But no, to answer your question, I've watched like very small snippets of the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Like I initially watched like bits of the hockey when we were in it and the girls were in it. Didn't watch any of the rowing, which I know is so bad because obviously the Cork lads won.
Well, you didn't know they were going to win. The Irish are in lots of things. That doesn't mean you have to watch them all.
Did you see, actually, do you know Owen Shane from Off the Ball? He basically predicted like the start of 2020. Or like whatever, like pre the Olympics, like pre, like when it was initially supposed to be happening in 2020, they're doing like, they did like a crystal ball thing. And it was like, oh, who's going to win gold? Or like, are we going to win gold at the Olympics? And all the rest of the like Off the Ball lad said no, but he said yes. The clip's on his Twitter. It's actually quite funny. And they like challenge him on it. And he's like, they're kind of taking the piss where he's like, sure, there's all these other like smaller sports that like, none of you are paying attention to that I think will win gold in. And he fully says it there. And then he's like, Kelly Harrington's going to win gold. And then he goes on, he says about the lads in the rowing and stuff. Now he says a few other things that like aren't technically correct. And I'm sure he'd admit, but he's fully like, he's bang on. He's like, we're going to get multiple gold. The lads in the rowing, your one, not your one, Kelly Harrington. It was pretty gas.
That's cool.
I didn't watch Kelly fighting. I wish I did, but it was like the day of my birthday and I was well sauced.
It was very early, I feel like. Yeah.
I loved all like the seeing the clips of her family though, and like kind of hearing from people in like inner city Dublin talking about like the community and how much like they were behind her and how much her win will mean for like
the
those people, in the street, and like her family and everything else, but the wider community. And I think the big thing I took away from it was like, it's kind of weird, like you very rarely ever see like kind of like inner city joy in the media or like because they're just, it's such a highly stigmatized area, and that like it's, I feel like you won't ever hear, and especially I think for me being from outside of Dublin and coming in, you only ever hear about like the bad stuff and like the shit that goes wrong, or like the bad people from that area, or like the bad area in inverted commas. You never see that like collective joy over someone
spirit.
Or happiness. Yeah. And it's just like, I thought that was really nice. And it's just like her workplace coming out and like tweeting, being like, we're so proud of her. We can't wait to welcome her back whenever that is. Like, they're just like, come in whenever, you know? I thought that was kind of gas. And I remember, I think Mairean O'Connell was saying on her Instagram story that like, even through like lockdown, she was like training with her partner and like kind of like body bags and stuff, like just all through lockdown, like so consistently. Because like this was like all she ever wanted. But I think I remember seeing something about like, I was trying to Google it here now about her like training facilities. Like apparently they were like really, really bad. I can't find it. I'm sure someone will correct me on this, but like basically it was kind of, I saw a tweet where it was basically like, again, like the inner city getting no fucking support versus like South Dublin. Like, it was like Wesley College, you know, when they got like that hockey pitch fucking resurfaced because of Shane Ross or whatever. There was something with her training facilities that was like, I don't know if the toilet, like they had enough toilets or like the toilets didn't work or something, and they've been appealing for them to be like sorted for years.
Oh God.
And then it's like, you've literally an Olympic fucking athlete, an Olympian coming out of training facilities like that. It's like, I don't know, the mind boggles. It's just, I would have loved to have done a full episode on her, and you did suggest it, but I think like neither of us followed it long enough that I don't think we'd do a good job. If she ever wants to come on the podcast, this is your open invitation. If you want to come on and give the government bollocking for not giving you adequate training facilities, absolutely, let's do it. Let's start a vendetta. I never emailed Donal Brin back. Fuck, I should probably do that at some point. Oops.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you been following Ellen Keane?
Yes, I have. She's a great one if you're kind of like very ignorant to like the Paralympics, and she's doing a lot of work in terms of, she basically put a tweet out there recently about, like there's a lot of, because obviously it's being covered or whatever, but I think journalists and stuff like don't have the right terminology when they're talking about like Paralympians and para athletes and stuff. So she kind of broke that down in a good way. Absolutely rooting for her. Like,
yeah, she's in Friend and Pod at the minute, because they're obviously, I think the Paralympics are coming up after the normal Olympics. This is I have no knowledge about any of it across the board.
Yeah, it's basically just like, I think
she's in a training camp.
She's there now training at the minute, but I think she actually did Q&A on her Instagram stories and explained it again, that it's like, it happens pretty much immediately after, but there are like, there's a few weeks in between because they have to just fucking sort the Olympic Village out and like all the, I don't know, like all the stadiums or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where everything goes on. I don't know. I'd say it's even extra more complicated because of COVID.
Yeah. And she was like, we have to go to bed a little earlier and get up a little earlier every day to adjust to Tokyo time, and like train in the heat to adjust to Tokyo heat and stuff. Like, I just found it so interesting.
We are rooting for you, Ellen.
Yeah.
Team Bandwagons.
I will watch Ellen.
I will watch Ellen. Friend of the pod. Maybe she'll come on after Ellen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
We'll have a chat.
She could explain it properly instead of this like fucking...
I followed poor the Simone Biles stuff. Yeah, but again, I didn't watch any of it. I just thought that whole situation was like really grim. And then like all the commentary around it, which I know was like majority positive, but it was hard. You had people then like Novak Djokovic coming out like being like, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's all he said. But that's what essentially he said in a sporting way. Like, and then he lost a match through a fucking wobbler, threw his racket away. I hate Novak Djokovic. I've never had a sports person like do
You've
such
never
a
had the platform to
eyes.
Say it either.
Well, I do now. I hate Novak Djokovic. I'm sorry.
That's so harsh.
He's an incredible athlete. No, I think he's really let me down. He's let himself down. Shame on him. That's all I'll say. I think me and Roger Federer have the same birthday though, which is such a buzz. Hang on, Roger Federer birthday.
Happy birthday, Roger.
I absolutely love him. We do. August 8th, 1991.
Roger for a baby boy.
He was 40. You don't need to see it. I don't know why I'm showing you. He was 40 and I was 26. Roger for a baby boy. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Roger for an animal.
Roger for a dog. Definitely. That's going on the list.
Roger for a dog.
Someone else asked for a Bo Burnham episode. We have one. It's on our Patreon. Head on over there.
Well, I was going to say it's specifically about Inside, but we actually do cover like the pre-Inside stuff.
Yeah,
we talk
a lot about him.
I went off the Inside album and now I'm majorly back on it again.
Good.
Not that I went off it. I think I just listened to it so much that it like rotted a hole in my brain and now I've started listening to it again. Especially
that was a quick
like,
enough
that
turnaround
feeling.
Though, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, but Roger's I think those songs are just so intense, you know? Oh, was Roger on your list?
It was already on my list. Do you know what? I can put the best name for a dog ever. You're going to love it.
Okay.
John Goodboy.
John Goodboy. Yeah, that's good. That's good. But just just John, like.
But like it's
just John in public.
Like, because, you know, John Goodman, the actor.
Yes. Yeah. Breed. I get it.
I got into a big phase of his movies and then I was like, John Goodboy would be the funniest dog's name. Only
John
Goodboy
Goodman
when he's
is
bald.
Still alive. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so. Fred
oh
Pinto.
Yeah, John Goodboy if he's bald. Yeah, yeah. Hang on, I need to Google this. He is,
Well,
I think.
Then it doesn't make sense at all because he's been a bald boy. I don't know. I'll have to work on it.
No, he's still alive. He's 69. That's fine.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. I knew you were going to fucking do that for Christ's sake.
Someone wants to know if we have any birthday stories. We do not.
Any birthday stories? I've told the story about my 21st and about like trying to rent the ship before, haven't I? About the rent and
the
ATM. Did I?
Go on, tell it again. You tell this one, lovely.
Sorry, if I've told this before, I'm really sorry. But for any new listeners, I was only talking about it with Kerry again recently. Basically, so I had my 21st in like my local pub, and I'm like in more rural Cove. Like I'm not in the town. And there's like a pub up the road. It's where my sister had her 21st, and I was like, I'm gonna have my 21st there, whatever. I was buzzed, but like they had no, ATM, and obviously this was what year was I 21?
5 years ago, so 2016.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, so I was like, everyone's carrying card now, you know what I mean? No one's carrying cash, so I was like, I wonder how much it is to feasibly rent
time.
Those. Yeah, I was like, I was like one
Do
of these
accept
people. I was
Apple Pay now at this point in like today in that pub
in pubs
in the high shop.
Oh no, they take card now.
Okay, good.
Like, I think they had a card machine at this point, so it didn't actually matter. No, sorry, they didn't. They got a card machine.
No, because
like,
that was
Christmas
the point, wasn't it?
Or something.
Yeah,
they did. Sorry,
they didn't take card.
Yeah, they didn't take card. So I was like, I wonder how much it is to rent like an ATM that you see at like the festivals, whatever. So the only way I could find out my bank is AIB, so and the only place I could like feasibly like find information for renting an ATM was AIB. So I put in like a little online application form, whatever. Heard nothing back for a while, and in the meantime I was also like ringing up ice cream vans, like seeing how much it would be to rent them. Like I was fully going like my sweet 16 on this, but it was like my 21st, and also I was paying for all of it. My parents were like, I hate you, I hate that we bred you, you are insufferable. So I remember even telling them, I was looking at, you know, like those money guns as well. They would be so funny. Luckily someone intervened there. Basically,
but you didn't get like, sorry, just to cut in here, I don't think you ended up getting anything from what I remember. There was
no
maybe,
I didn't
there was disposable
don't
cameras
hateful,
on every table, but that was like
there was
about
disposable
it.
Cameras on every table. I put on a bar tab, that was it. So, like,
did you
none
put on
of
a bar
the,
tab?
Yeah, but like it ran, like have you met my friends and family, it ran out, like it was gone within when I say I put on a bar tab, I think I put on like €100. Like that's not enough for anyone. I thought I was like, this is below, it's not. Anyway, what was I going to say? So yeah, anyway, the ice cream vans couldn't be there for the dates that I wanted. And then the AIB basically rang me back one of the days that I was like going for the air coach, or I was in town. I remember so specifically, I was on like Westmoreland Street. And it was this lovely man from AIB and he was like, hi, how are you? Like, you're looking for an ATM for an event, is it? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, look, like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it kind of, it's like, it's a numbers game. Like, we would only usually rent them out for like, where we would know it would be worth the time and effort for us. So we'd usually do it for events that like we knew there were going to be like over 10,000 people going. Like, do you reckon there'll be 10,000 people at the party? I was like, probably not now. Probably if you're gonna push me on it, I would say probably not. I'd say we're getting maybe about 70 people. And he was just laughing at me then. He was like, all right, yeah, fair enough. He was like, well, sure, if you need anything else. I was like, no, that's it. Thanks.
You have any money guns? Thanks, man. Sir?
You have any money guns? Yeah, sorry. Hopefully people know what the money guns are. You know, they're in like the Bitch Better Have My Money video. Or is it like Pour It Up, or like Rihanna's like, yeah. All the money like shoots out of a plastic gun. But it's like, you get like fake money with her face on it or whatever. I was like, that'd be gas. Didn't get that either. Because again, you could only get it from like America. So the shipping, with the shipping, it was like $200 for a plastic toy. My 21st was still probably the best night of my life, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Any other birthday stories? Not really, though. We explained what we did for our birthdays this year off mic, but I don't know if we want to go into it again.
I did fucking nothing, man. Ate a lot of food.
You're in a hot tub.
Went to Donegal. My parents got a hot tub. That was actually, being American in the hot tub at sunset, and it was one of the best nights of my life.
It's cute.
But yeah, would recommend getting a hot tub. They're fucking expensive. So cool.
I went for dinner loads of places.
I got a tattoo.
Oh yes, you got a tattoo for Niamh Coughlin.
Yep, from my good bitch Niamh. Sorry, my good girl Niamh Coughlin. Like, I have to stop calling
you
good.
Yeah, you can't stop calling people good bitch when we don't know them well enough.
I know.
You also lifted up your arm. One, I've seen it before. Two, nobody else can see it.
When did you see it? We haven't seen each other.
Oh well, I saw it online. Like, I didn't see it in person.
Oh yeah.
See, it is very nice.
So Niamh, you can see it
if you go to it's Niamh Coughlin tattoos or Instagram handle. Isn't it? You can see Breed's tattoo there.
It'll be fully healed on Friday. I'm going to put up a proper picture of it then. But I was literally... So Niamh did my tattoo last year and we didn't know each other. We'd never met, obviously. And I went back this year and we kind of like were chatting, and then I lay down to get tattooed and she was just like, Sabreed, I'm a huge fan of bandwagons. As she was like tattooing my arm, I was like, ah! But no, an absolute angel. And she was only turned on to bandwagons because the last time I got a tattoo, somebody heard about her on this podcast and went in and said, I heard about you on bandwagons.
Mini bandwagons, they do work. We are influential community. People.
She's so good. And she's always booked up, but I will only trust her to do my tattoos forever.
Yeah, keep an eye on her Instagram if you're looking for her books to open, as I am.
Worth the wait.
So don't take my fucking imaginary appointment. But anyway, I just went for dinner loads of places. And I think I might do a little like review of all of them on Patreon, because that's where we've been talking about a lot of our like favorite restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Went to Gloss on Friday, which is like a vegetarian, all vegetarian, and like caters for vegans as well. It's a Michelin restaurant. And then went to Grano on Saturday, and I went somewhere else Saturday. I went to Urban Brewing for brunch.
Oh, lovely.
So I'll talk about them a bit more on the Patreon, but it was very nice. I got Pokemon Snap on the Switch. I got Untitled Goose Game. I got loads of Manhattan popcorn. I got, loads of nice things. Loads of nice little treats.
Stunning.
Do you have any birthday stories?
No. I was going to say, Mark is bringing me to see All Time Low in London, so I'm going to need all your food and drink recommendations for London and accommodation if you have any.
I'll send you a good one. Where are they playing?
The O2 Brixton. I've been on to Kevin Toomey from I'm Grandmam, and he's been hooking me up with just like general London geography knowledge. So but if you have any,
I'm raging, you're gonna end up meeting Kevin before I do. Fuck's sake.
I don't know if we'll meet him that trip, because it's
how long are you going over for?
Just for 3 days.
I can't stop I'm going mad emo again. I can't stop listening to Fall Out Boy's first album.
Why don't you get an awesome ticket and come with me?
I would.
We'll leave him at home.
What are you trying to fix me for? Their new song's pretty good. Have you listened to it?
No. I have to get on.
I just hang it there.
Oh my god. Did I show you the t-shirt he got me as well?
No, show me there. I'll think of something to say to fill the space while you look for that. Oh no, she has it. Great stuff. Oh. Okay, so people can't see this, but it's what a sad little life, Jane. Come down with me. But it's like in the style of like those old.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kind of 80s.
Yeah, it's those black t-shirts with like the pictures and the words. I don't know.
It's those black t-shirts with the pictures and the words. It makes sense when you see the photo. John, no, do you remember? I remember my 21st the other day. Do you remember I made people dress in black and white and then I wore a purple dress?
Yeah.
That was knob behavior.
Do you remember we couldn't get your dress to close?
Oh, yeah, I was a chonky chonky girl.
No, it was just the zip, and it was like me and Niamh.
Zip was shite, but like the dress.
Me and Niamh wheeling in the bathroom with you for probably 40 minutes, and you were like nearly crying because we couldn't get this dress to close.
It was just so,
it was such a fucking stress of an event.
It was just so stressful, and like me and my mom were like majorly at each other that day as well. Like not in like any bad way, but like again, it was just like the stress of like having this organized and having to do shit. Mm. Anyway, it was not good. Will I pick something else? I'll pick something else.
Let me see. Yeah, you go for it. Someone asked for the best type of buggy. Sorry, someone is absolutely taking the piss out of us because we asked for suggestions on what episode you wanted this week, and they said, the same person said, flies, bald men, the best type of buggies, and Maz who drink.
Okay, well, I'm not in Maz who drink anymore, so I can't give an opinion on and that. Unless, actually, unless you just mean generally Maz who drink, and then like, I'm all for it unless you're pregnant.
And they said, actually, in all sincerity, let's talk about how I'm 29 and none of my friends have babies.
See,
because you're a child bride.
But then when I read that message, I was like, that's the opposite of the problem. But the opposite of a problem. But then I don't know, is it a typo? And did she mean I'm 29 and all of my friends have babies? Surely
no, because she was like, the best type of buggy's Ma's who drinks. So I think she's the Ma who drinks with and who's looking for buggy recommendations.
Oh,
and would love if some of her friends had babies as well.
Maybe some heavy encouragement.
I don't know, man. Maybe just start poking holes in their condoms or something.
No, you can't breed. No, breed. Don't do that. No, I think what you need to do, you need to get on like the cell. You need to do like a dragon's den of
your
child.
You know,
and be like,
look at this
cute thing my child did. Or like maybe your child is of age that is like useful and can do tasks for you. Then you need to sell that. Be like, so handy having a child that can do the ironing or like put the clothes on or empty the dishwasher, you know? Yeah. I had a lot of dreams last night that I had a baby and I was just leaving it like propped up on windowsills and stuff. It was really weird. Like I
that
just didn't,
so
but
weird.
Like the baby was, no, the baby was like fine. It was like, cause it was like me, I think I was dreaming cause I knew I was getting up early to record. Like I was going away doing stuff with you and Shane, but like we were in like really snowy terrain.
Did the three of us have a baby together?
No, he had nothing to do with the baby, but like I had the baby and it was just like really inconvenient. Like we tried to go like roller skating and
I think it might be a full moon. That's why the dreams are a bit fucking whack lately, or the opposite. Yeah.
And like I was trying to wait for my mom like to try and like to come home to like explain to me how to feed and take care of the child. So I was just, I was literally just leaving the baby on windowsills and stuff like.
Oh no, it's a wacky.
Just prepped up, like just having a laugh. It was a bit weird.
When you dream about having a baby, it usually means that like you have an idea or
like a project or something that's coming like in the works or coming to fruition. Like if you give birth to a baby in a dream, that means like you're about to like start a new business or something. But I don't know what it means if you had like have the baby and you're like leaving it on a windowsill. I don't know what that means.
Maybe I have the idea and I keep abandoning it.
Yeah, that, yeah. There you go.
Sorry, but I can't give any feedback on prams or bald men. Kane's not bald yet.
Bald men, they can't help it. That's what I'd say to that.
They can't help it. You know what I will say? I can't deal with, you know, the way we talked about Chrishell. We did talk about Chrishell going out with Brett from, is it Brett or Jason? It's Jason. Sorry, it's Jason. From Selling Sunset. And like, you know, like they're on holidays and they're like mad with the PDA and the photos and stuff. Like I can't deal with, like, she has like, someone messaged me and it was so funny. They said like, she's literally gripping his head. Like it's tipping point, like the tipping point button. And I'm just like, I cannot deal with that. But again, bald people can't help it. Like it's not.
Bald people can't help it. If you are losing your hair, like, commit, shave it off. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
If it's on the way out, just commit. Just go full Jason Statham with it.
Yeah. Are you caught up on Love Island or are you fully done?
I watched two episodes in Donegal.
Which ones?
I watched the one.
This isn't me setting my own agenda. We generally did get a few people messaging about like the current Love Island and what's happening.
We watched the one with the like start of the clips being shown.
Oh yeah, movie night, yeah.
Yeah, movie night and the night before that. I can't remember what happened the night before that. Probably fucking nothing. Oh, the one with Kaz and your man breaking up.
Kaz and Matthew.
Yeah.
We're done.
A lot of respect for him.
Done.
And she was just like, I'm so confused. They were like, what are you confused about? He literally just... what? Like,
he's
what
sexy.
You, what
he's there for a good time, not a long time
he
now.
He is and sexy. And he's so like... I love how Irish he is because he's just like, no bullshit. He's like, don't fuck me about. I'll see you later.
They've kind of made up now since. Like, they kind of had another chat and he was like, look, like, you clearly have a stronger connection than we did. Like, so like, it's grand. But I think he was just like, I think he needed to cut the cord because she would have been like dancing a fucking tango for another like 3 or 4 days had he not.
Yeah, yeah.
So you missed like Faye going absolutely apeshit.
I've heard big things about the Faye thing. So tell me what happened. Because I saw from movie night part one, she was like just very like, ha ha ha. This is gas. Ha ha ha. Isn't that so funny? Ha ha ha. And the guy was
which still wasn't great.
Really
it was
annoyed.
Like a clip of, yeah, it was for anyone who doesn't watch, which this is probably painful to listen to. But anyway, it was a clip of Faye. They were basically showing clips that like had aired, like we'd all seen. But like it was stuff that like happened while they were in Casa Amor, like not everyone knew about. And it was basically like the clip was of her giving out about the guy that she was coupled up with, kind of saying that she didn't think he was funny or whatever else. And then there were other clips of her, like with another guy from Casa Amor that she had coupled up with, of them talking about them, like spooning in the bed and stuff, whatever. And then showed clips of them spooning, but like nothing else happened other than that. But like throughout the whole clip, she was like pissing herself and he was like embarrassed and annoyed, whatever.
Because he didn't know.
Yeah. So then the next day it was like the clips that were shown were like the Jake escape. So it was Jake kind of being seen egging the lads on in Casa Amor. It showed Liam's three-way kiss. And then there was like another kind of stupid one with Kaz, another kind of stupid one with Chloe that wasn't that dramatic. But the other one was Teddy talking to Clarice basically saying, I'm sexually attracted to you and I wouldn't trust myself in a bed with you. Blah, blah, blah. And I think it was their kiss from the challenge as well that Faye knew about from the postcard. But anyway, Faye started going basically apeshit from that. I kind of like half watched the Friday episode because I was like so paro because I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch it live and because I was at dinner. I feel like people made it out to be worse to me than it actually, it was still bad, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but I was expecting way worse.
Really bad. It sounds really bad. I haven't seen any of it, but people are like, don't watch it, it'll only upset you at all. Like
the thing was, it was like, I felt we saw a lot of what was like teased in the preview, you know, where she was like shouting at him. That was like the main crux of it, which still, don't get me wrong, still isn't great. But anyway, she basically started going mad and basically said that he was like not telling the truth. And she was like telling him to sit on her middle finger and like, he was also calling her names. He was like, you're a twat, you're an idiot, whatever. But like, he was like, quiet and like not shouting at her. She was fully like screaming at him. And I think like Dale tried to pull her to one side to be like, what's going on here, whatever. And she kind of, they chatted for a while and then she was kind of like, fuck this, like you're pissing me off as well. And like, I think it was hard to watch. Like none of the girls were intervening. It just like, it seemed very like, okay, like she was clearly hurt by what she'd seen. And like, in her opinion, like she'd been lied to or whatever. But then there was the whole thing of like, he was trying to say, I really wish you wouldn't speak to me like that. It really hurts me. And like the fact that she was laughing throughout the other clip and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Like it wasn't great. But, and I think the whole issue is like, why did it ever get to that point that she was shouting? And I don't get me wrong.
That was the point of the whole movie night.
I know, but this is the thing. I think obviously they wanted a reaction from Faye. And I think everyone has been saying like, we need more drama. We need more drama. We need more drama. Because this series has been like kind of shite up until Casa Amor. Mm. And even like once the Casa Amor like Lily Millie thing was over, like they're back together now. I don't know. It's just like, I fucking hate having to talk about the show when shit like this happens, because it's like so divisive and look, people forget that it's like constructed reality and they fully put it on the person at fault, which like it is her fault, but it's also like none of this would have happened if the producer set up that postcard to make it look way worse than it was. And then it's just, I don't know if you watch my stories, but I use the analogy of like Big Brother, where it was like, you know, the Kim Woodburn fucking,
yeah,
that incident where like, yeah, she was like, and like that, yeah, and like that was at the time, I think people like thought that was funny. And like, I do still think if it happened now, people would probably find it funny because it's Kim Woodburn. At the same time, I feel like she was at a level that probably Faye was, and you would secure
you can be
intervene,
pushed.
Physically
I could be pushed to that level. Like, I could absolutely be pushed to that level. If you're like, you have to think she's stuck. She's been put in this position for I don't know how many weeks now, where all she can do is talk about this stuff. All like, that's their whole thing, is like to, oh, I don't know, just like analyze what, like how people are behaving towards each other and to them and around each other. And like, she, like, they're all going insane. Like, that is the point of the show, is to push, like,
yeah. And she is just like, she is gobby and she's mouthy anyway. And look, she did cross a line, but my point goes back to, I'm not fully blaming the producers, like her, she's responsible for her actions. But like, and again, it's constructed reality. We don't see everything. Maybe she was pulled away and was like told to fucking calm down. I don't think
I'd be very surprised if they didn't do that.
I think maybe they did after the fact. But my point is, they should have known. They should have intervened before that, I think. And we should have like seen that, maybe. I don't know, because otherwise it just looks like, I think it just makes, it just makes it all look so much worse. And I think because it's like Laura Whitmore is such a big advocate against like online trolling, and like the show itself has tried to say that like, we care about Judia Kerr so much.
Yeah,
and
it's so like her
family have to release a statement then being like, stop abusing me. And then it's like, even like for smaller stuff, obviously you'd like I do think Kaz was a dickhead and was in the wrong for what happened with Matt and the Matt Tyler situation, but like, you've people like racially abusing her and stuff because of that. And it's like,
people will take any little bit of reason to bully them.
I don't know. It's for, like, I hope the show's on its last legs. I think it's on its last leg, but I physically hope it is, because it's just like, I can't be fucking dealing with it anymore, really, to be honest. Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday in work, and we were saying like, it's, how are they going to rejig the format? Because like, when Big Brother kind of got a bit stale, like every year you could kind of shake it up so that it was like the same show, but a whole new game and a whole new premise. And like, it never really got boring, and that's why it managed to run for so long. And kind of like, you can't really compare it to X Factor or whatever, but like, how, I don't know how they're going to be able to do that with Love Island, how they're going to be able to keep it going. I hope
change the fucking cast, like do different things, this was the year to do something with the cast and like make it diverse, or like do a fucking a gay series, or like do, I don't know, but like they just, and to be honest, I think that's,
but it'll always still be Love Island. People will still always like sign up knowing the whole, that they're going on Love Island to be a Love Island contestant. And I think that's what's ruined it.
I think they need to bring it like back to the money or something. I think they need to bring the money more into it.
Yeah.
And I think that will like change the stakes a lot for people. But I think they need to give it like a proper rest. Like, I think they need to give it like a long break and then maybe come back to it. I don't know.
Such a money hand, though. I don't think they will.
A few other quick ones. We actually got one in for Halsey. That's not a bad idea for an episode. We should probably do that at some stage.
Yeah, and Doja Cat.
How have we not done one on Doja Cat?
I know. I don't know. We just totally have our heads in the sand about that, don't we?
We're bad at our jobs. Someone said Room to Improve, hosted by villain Dermot Bannon. Whenever the new series is coming up, we will contact him again. I'm not letting that go.
I know one of my good friends is working on the new series. So if we were ever going to get an interview with the villain Dermot Bannon, watch this
space. He might not come on if we keep calling him a villain, though. Not a real villain. Have you watched Drive to Survive? Someone else sent this in. My friend got mad into it. Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. I watched a few episodes of the first season, and my housemates watched like a 2 or 3 seasons. It's very, very good. Come on, what is it, Ricardo? Jerry Halliwell's in it for a second. Her husband is a fucking weirdo. He's in it a lot. It's very good. I have no interest in Formula One, but it's like, it's not about that. It's kind of like the politics and the dynamics between the different teams, and like, it's kind of like, yeah, no, it's very, very good. Very interesting. Come on, Ricardo.
Have you watched the House of Gucci trailer?
No.
Father, Son and House of Gucci. Lady Gaga. And she's like the murderer. I don't consider myself to be a very ethical person, but I am fair. You need to watch this trailer.
What is it?
Otherwise this won't make sense. So it's basically, she's going for her Oscar, basically. It's based on this true story of, he was like this guy, he's played by Adam Driver. I think he was like an heir to Gucci, or he's like,
it's not like an American
Gucci
crime
family.
Story or something, is it? It's a movie.
It's a movie, yeah. Okay. And it was your man, I can't remember her name, it's like Patricia something. She was married to him and she basically put a hit out on him. And it's the whole story of that, but it's like, obviously, like, it's the Gucci family, like, it's all like the costumes and everything and the glamour. Like, it's cool. The cast is really good. Adam Driver plays like your man that's married to Lady Gaga. But it's so funny, like, she always goes on about how she's like an Italian American, like a proud Italian woman, and like her accent in the trailer is fully Russian. Like, yeah. If you should watch it after this and let me know what you think.
I will. She is a great actress, though. As far as actresses go, she is a very good actress.
No, and like, she is the fucking head off her. If you wear photos, yeah. Like, with now, obviously, that has a lot to do with like the costume and makeup fucking department. Same with Adam Driver. Jared Leto's in it. He's a fucking creep though. But anyway, he is unrecognizable in it. The family itself, though, I think we're giving out about some of the other cast, I think. Saying that the actors didn't look like them. Let me Google this.
Well,
just
like,
to be
they're
sure.
Never gonna look exactly like them. Do you want them to be able to act, or do you want them to look like you? Like, do you know?
No, but it was like it was kind of funny the way they went on about it. Like, no, it was, you know, it was just, they were just like pure fuming about it. Like, yeah, so your one responded, Patricia Reggiani, in January 2021, during an interview with Italian magazine, she's out of jail now, I think, as well.
Spoilers.
That's not covered in the movie. It's just like, that whole incident.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen the movie? No, it's not out yet. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, spoilers? I've already said she fucking kills your man. Like,
now we
everyone
know she
knows
gets
this.
For it, fuck's sake.
Anyway, she was like happy that Gaga would portray her, and said that she's a genius. However, in March, she gave another interview where she stated she was annoyed that Gaga had not contacted her to meet her, and claimed that it is not an economic question. I won't get a cent from this film. It is a question of good sense and respect. Later that month, it was confirmed that the producers did not want Gaga to meet her, and they were aware of not wanting to endorse or support the awful crime she committed, saying Gaga had watched much footage and many documentaries and read books about her life. And then you have like Patricia Gucci, who is her man's cousin, and she said, they were truly disappointed by the movie.
Patricia
They're stealing
Gucci,
the identity.
Imagine having a name, Patricia Gucci.
They are stealing the identity of a family to make a profit to increase the income of the Hollywood system. Our family has an identity, privacy. We can talk about everything, but there's a borderline that cannot be crossed. The three central concerns of the family are lack of contact with Ridley Scott, he's directing, the alleged inaccuracies in the book in which the film is based, and the casting of high profile actors to play people who weren't connected to the murder. She also said that the Gucci family will decide the next course of action. What the next course of action will be after watching the completed film. I think it was like, is Al Pacino in this? Hang on. Patricia Gucci. I need to find out which actor it was that she was like just pure fuming about. Like, was like, he's very ugly.
That's so rude.
you fell it. Yeah, it was pretty rude. Like, but I mean, fair enough. Like, I think it was just like general annoyance.
General annoyance.
I can't find it anyway, but yeah, you'd find it if you Google the family. Like, they're just like, they were annoyed about one of them, whoever is in it. It's a solid cast though, that I just clearly can't think of right now beyond Lady Gaga, Adam Driver and Jared Leto. But yeah, I will be going to watch it.
Good stuff. When's it out?
When is it out? Good question. Hang on, let me check. House of Gucci. November 24th this year. Someone actually said about doing an episode on The Hills, and I think we've said this for ages, but like, obviously I don't think we could commit to a full rewatch, but you know what I think we should do, and I think it would be feasible. I think if we got a guest, mm-hmm. and I think if we asked people like the key episodes to watch,
yeah,
I think we'd be able to, you know, like,
I feel
do,
like we had a guest that,
Ledoux,
that like, if we got them on, that would be their episode, and I can't remember who it was.
Louise McSharry, and then she
was
said
it?
And then she nominated Louise Bruton.
Okay,
so I could ask her and see.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like the fight in Ledoux, like the Spidey wedding, and then I think everything else we can kind of fill in the blanks. And yeah. I would like to do a full Hills rewatch at some stage, but
it's because they're back now as well, isn't it? And it's still going, and Brody is still getting fucking dumped and all. Like, I just don't care.
I'm not watching any of the new shit. Like, imagine no. Her job is to just be professionally dumped all the time. Fucking hell. Get a job. Stay away from her. So we will do a Hills episode at some point. Like soon. We promise. Someone said The Boom. I think the unpopular opinion had a good The Boom is back. Yeah, we are mad injecting the local economy. The Unpopular Opinion podcast have like a good episode on The Boom if you want to listen to that. I don't really have any like boom stories. Like,
no, you know? We were kids. I did hear I'm listening to last week's I'm Grand Mom with Laura DeBarra on my commutes this week, and what were they saying? They did like a list of things every Irish home has, and one of them was like, if you have a conservatory in your house, your parents did well in The Boom. Like, if you have a sunroom, your parents did well in The Boom. I just found it very funny.
Like, conservatories were like such a thing, and now they're really not anymore. Sure they aren't.
Yeah, I think I'd want one. My house is gonna be made of glass.
The sun. Yeah, you're just kind of a big Bannon fucking house. Glass house.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'd love to know what happened to all the one hit wonders. Like, where are the Put a Donk on It boys now? That's one for the Patreon, I think. That's one that's going to require a little bit of research. Put a Donk on It. That's the only bit I know. It's a song. Or like, okay. Baby Cakes, You Just Don't Know.
Oh, yeah.
We can make like a list of them. That's a good
one. Someone asked about Samantha Mumba as well. I know she's not a one hit wonder, but it's kind of the same. But that is more Patreon content, I feel.
Could we get her on, do you reckon? She's done a lot
absolutely.
Of podcasts
absolutely.
Recently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What else? Ian Bailey, we've kind of like kept not touching on it, I think, across Patreon. And I think it was more on Patreon, actually, that we were talking about the documentaries. I just can't. Erica Jane, that's an episode in itself. That's another good Patreon one that we should probably look at.
Yeah.
Are you up to date on Housewives?
No, I think I missed last week's and this week's.
So, like, I won't give away any, like, real spoilers, but like, there's at one point where basically Erica goes fucking apeshit because I think Garcelle like tries to ask her about something to do with like Tom and the divorce or whatever, and Erica's like, I don't want to fucking talk about that. But like, it wasn't like Garcelle wasn't being hateful. I don't think she heard her say that, basically. And apparently there was this like whole scene that didn't make it to the show where Erica went to the producers and was like, look, I'll tell you like XYZ that you want to know, I'll tell you whatever you want to know, but like, has to be on my terms or whatever. And yeah. Lisa Rinna was like tweeting about this, being like, I can't believe they left that out. Like, or like, there was a huge fucking argument with production, like, and it never made it to air. But like, then you've Lisa tweeting, like, being like, Harry Hamlin is hashtag Team Erica. And it's like, stop now. Like, let's just not like.
Lisa just does what she's told, I feel like. They're like, Lisa will tweet this for us.
Yeah.
You can tell, like, Erica's not that good an actress to be like, to actually seem genuine
she's not,
with what she's
like,
saying. But she is like, it's very clear that she's saying like what she wants to say and leaving out what she wants to leave out. And there are clips of her where she's like, where they'll ask her a question, she'll just say, I don't want to answer that. And then
there's a full, I want to do like a more in-depth episode on this, and we will, I think, when actually things come to a head or whatever. But in the meantime, there's a full Reddit thread of like all of the inaccuracies that she's talked about over the course of the show so far, in terms of like the case and Tom and the divorce and stuff. So look that up if you want to see.
Yeah.
New Girl. That'd be a good one for Patreon.
I love New Girl. New Girl is better than Friends.
The Office.
The Office is so good.
BBQs. Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah.
Someone actually said we should do an updated episode on horoscopes, which I think is a good idea. I'd love to get like,
because we did like episode 4 on it, and it was just us reading each other's
and it was only short.
Yeah.
You know who we should get on? You know your man who does like the Instagram. He does like a tarot.
Sorry, no, that's my thing.
Oh yeah, but like we could get him. He's big audience. Like,
okay, but I am good at that.
Yeah, of course you are. Never said you weren't.
Okay.
Get him on as well. We get him to do you, like, because you can't do yourself, you know?
Yes, you can.
We can, but...
I've trained Mark to read my tarot for me now. He's doing pretty good at it.
I still have to give you your cards. Sorry, the tarot cards.
Oh, shit, yeah, will you?
Yeah. My leg is... Someone asked about Drag Race. We're actually going to be on. We can say this. We're going to be on Sissy That Pod in 2 weeks. So
yeah, for the Game Drag Race Recap Podcast. Yeah.
So you'll hear all our thoughts there. Maybe we'll talk about it again at some point in more depth, but I know you're under time pressure and I'm sure you have mini bandwagons you want to share with us, Breed.
I sure do. Let me whip them up. Whip them
Someone
out.
Else said Olivia Neal as well, and like I don't know who that is. Is she big enough to warrant an episode? I feel like you would know her to see.
Okay. So we drove from Gorey to Donegal and back last week, and people have been telling me this for literally years, but I started listening to My Dad Wrote a Porno. And okay. It is very fucking funny. We just started from the beginning. The first episode's kind of annoying because they're like always interrupting each other. Your man's trying to read like a chapter that his dad wrote, and then the other, it's Alice Levine and another guy, and they like keep jumping in to like make jokes. And the first episode's not very funny because they jump in a lot, but like they do calm down and like ease into it and
they get their flow. Yeah.
Yeah. So give it a couple of episodes, but oh my God, the porno is just hysterical. Like, so I would recommend that if you're looking for a good long podcast to like get stuck into, because there's fucking like 6 seasons or something now. So give that a go. And then I wrote down Lewis' Twitter joke, which it seems like we've already covered. And then Holly's Rags, there's a new vintage shop I've been in touch with online. A lovely girl named Louise sent me a gorge top. She's set up in Mayo, another Irish small Depop seller. Really, really nice bits, some designer bits as well. So go over and give her a follow. She's loads of stuff up on her Depop right now. That's Holly's Rags. Do you have anything?
Go on, Holly's Rags. Do I have anything? No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think if we watched any good films or anything, but no.
I'm caught up on Drag Race. Was I watching anything else? Caught up on Drag Race, caught up on Housewives. Yeah, that's kind of it. And then just Love Island.
Cool. Well, I have to go to work. I can't believe it's 9 a.m.
I can't believe, have we ever recorded this early before?
Only once, and it was for a guest, not by choice.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, do you remember that? Just kidding.
I reckon we could be back in the studio next week. If you're,
yes,
if you're
we could, actually.
It.
Yeah. Jessica Power is doing Celebrity Big Brother in Oz with Caitlyn Ooh. Jenner and Meghan Markle's half-brother.
Oh, shit.
So demented.
Oh, shit.
What was I going to say? Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we've plugged Patreon enough. We are over there. If you want to come over, we're on social media, Bandwagons Podcast. If you have a question for us, you can email it to us, bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com, or submit it anonymously via our website, bandwagonspodcast.com. We are on Apple. You might be listening to us on Apple. Who knows? If you are, you should leave us a nice review. That's the only review we accept. And you can follow us on Spotify to keep up to date with all of the latest episodes. We will be back next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Talking about things that other
people are talking about. Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.